Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey everyone, welcome to Your Time with Josie. I'm Josie, woohoo! And we have a very exciting show for everyone. So let's see who's in the chat room. Shout-out time, Alan, Beth, Gav, Holly, Sarah, me, Kylie, Reba330, and Tina. Woohoo! Thank you guys so much for coming. So let's see if our guest has arrived. Oop, not yet. But I also want to just let you guys know that stay with us the whole show because we have an amazing game called Pot of Gold. It was a feature that we started last episode, and I want to give a shout-out to the winner. The winner was Caitlin Fraze, Reba330 in the chat room. She got a gift card, and so, very, very exciting, and let's see, Reba330, yes, are you live? All right, yes, we are live. I am live. Woohoo! All right, it looks like our guest has arrived. So let's see here. Please welcome talented brother-sister country rock duo, Amanda and Travis Marsh.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, I'm at the ASCAP convention in Los Angeles.
Ooh, how is it? Are you having fun?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. John Mayer spoke last night, so that was fun.
Really? That is so cool. Did you get to meet him?
No. Well, I guess kind of. Not really.
Kind of. That is so cool. There's so many fans in the chat room right now. So excited to talk with you. And they all love you. Holly said in the chat room says, welcome, Amanda and Travis.
Uh-oh. Well, Travis can't be here right now. He has a meeting.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. It's just me.
Oh, not a problem. Not a problem. It's okay. He can listen to the playback.
Okay.
Awesome, awesome. So let's see if everybody, let's do a little tester here and see if everybody can hear us. If you guys all can't hear us, just click the, just refresh the page and then click the play button in the Blog Talk Radio player above. And then, okay, so does everybody see? Okay, they hear us. All right, cool. All right, let's start.
Okay.
Awesome. So, I'm just going to give you an interview. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
Let's start. Okay, so since Travis isn't here, so can you just tell us what age you all have been starting to work together?
Well, we've been doing it since we were little, but we started working together about 5 years ago.
Oh, really?
We used to do it solo. I just did a country project, and he did a rock project. But we were always playing and singing together, so we decided to become a duet.
That rocks. You guys are so great. You guys mesh together very, very well.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I hear you guys have a new album coming out in 2010. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're writing and recording it right now. But I don't know when exactly. We don't have a date.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. So I'm excited for that. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's one on my must-haves. I'll be getting that one.
Aw, thank you.
Definitely. You're welcome. So where can fans be able to purchase your album when it releases? Do you know that yet?
On iTunes, probably iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, the various places.
Cool.
Or at our website, tnmusicgroup.com.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. And I'll post that in the chat room so people will be able to see it. All right, so let's see here. So besides singing, my understanding is that you guys did some acting as well. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we filmed a show with the director of Gossip Girl, wrote us a show because he heard our music and liked it, and it's called Anywhere. And we're brother and sister, we're Amanda and Travis, but it's a drama. It's not a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that was a lot of fun, and so we're just hoping that that goes far.
That is fun. Do you guys know where we can see that? Is it on YouTube?
You can also see that at atnmusicgroup.com.
Mm-hmm. All right, Cool. I can't wait to see that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's on the homepage. So.
All right, so I won't be able to miss it.
Yeah, right.
Cool. So, you guys sing and act. Is there one that you prefer over the other?
Definitely singing and songwriting.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I like to act, but singing and songwriting is our main passion.
Mm-hmm. And you guys do it so well. You guys do.
We do what?
You guys do it so well. You guys sing. You guys are amazing.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. So where was your favorite place to perform so far?
Oh, definitely in Nashville, Tennessee, CMA Fan Fest, which everyone goes and performs there. And we had a booth, and we played on the acoustic Durango stage, and it was a lot of fun. I got to meet, thousands of people.
How fun. That's so
cool.
Yeah,
and then you go into, a random bar, and, Ashton Shepard would be playing, or Kelly Pickler would be walking down the street. It was really fun.
That is fun. That is fun. I'd probably freak out. I'd be like, Kelly Pickler.
And the food is really, really, really good.
I can imagine. What's your favorite kind of food?
Sushi, which is not in Nashville. In Nashville, pickles and sweet tea and bread pudding. Yeah.
Sounds delicious. Fattening
stuff in Nashville.
Sounds good. Now I'm going to have to get some. do you, other than your ATM Music one, do you have any websites that fans who are listening can go visit, such as Twitter or Facebook?
Yeah.
Social networking
definitely
sites?
Twitter. I'm always on my Twitter because I have it on my phone. That's twitter.com/AmandaandTravis. And then also we have a MySpace, and you can go to AmandaandTravis.com, and that will forward to our MySpace. And also Facebook, if you look up Amanda Marsh, you can find us on Facebook.
Ooh, awesome, awesome. So if you guys could do that after the show, you got to follow her on Twitter and then add her on Facebook and MySpace.
Thank you, yes.
Definitely, definitely. So can you tell us some ways that you and Travis are very much alike and different?
Well, we're very much alike because we're in the same family and we're best friends. But we're actually very, very different because I'm very outgoing and bubbly and, I did cheerleading, and Travis is very introverted and quiet and mooding and brooding.
that's awesome. That's awesome. So in the chat room, Beth asks, do you and Travis ever fight?
Yes, a lot.
A lot.
Mainly over songwriting, yeah.
Oh, really? About songwriting? What's that about?
Or about his girlfriends that are crazy. We fight about that.
I could see that.
Yeah. He'll think that he wrote the whole song, and I'll be like, no, I wrote some of that. That's our main fighting. Other than that, we get along very well.
Very,
for the most
very
part.
Cool. It's so cool how you guys are so close. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Working together. That's, the best thing. That's awesome.
Yeah, my family is very important to me.
Definitely, definitely. What has been your favorite song to perform together live?
Probably the most fun is probably called My Way, because we wrote that when we were fighting, so we can kind of goof around. Yeah, probably that.
Definitely, that's exciting. let's see. So tell us about your musical influences growing up.
Well, growing up, my parents had me at a very young age. They had me when they were 17. So I had a lot of classic rock and Pink Floyd and Tom Petty and that in the house. And then I really like Sheryl Crow and new stuff. I like Lady Antebellum. Do you like them?
Oh, yes, definitely. Love them. Love them.
I love the Counting Crows. Yeah.
Ooh, you grew up with all those, huh? Well, the new stuff is new, but you grew up with that.
Yeah.
Cool.
There's always music blasting in my house, so.
Don't worry. So do I. I just, when I'm alone, I dance like nobody's business to music that I don't even know. what's your favorite vacation spot?
My favorite vacation spot? We go to Cabo San Lucas a lot, but I really would like to go to Europe And I really loved New Orleans.
That
was
fun.
New
Orleans.
We went on a boat with alligators and toured plantations and had good food. And
oh, wow. Wow, that's so much fun. Have you ever been to Hawaii or those fun little...
Oh, yeah.
Love that. Love it.
Yeah, I like snorkeling. Because we snorkeled in Cabo, and then I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. And then we went to Hawaii and snorkeled, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, it's crazy.
That is. I would love to go snorkeling. Never been snorkeling, but I really, really, really want to. Sounds so
fun.
Oh,
you should go. Just
watch
out for the jellyfish.
I should, definitely. Definitely, definitely. I'll be doing that one in the summer. So
are you going to Hawaii?
Definitely, definitely. We love to travel. At summer, we always love to travel the world, and I'm gonna be. We're gonna be doing that one. We're gonna be going to Hawaii, so I'll be trying snorkeling.
You're lucky that you get to travel so much.
Oh, I love it! I love it. We just love to get away from work and everything. We find that.
Yeah.
So, in the chat room, Holly Sarah asked, "What's the age difference between you and Travis?"
It is 3 years.
3 years, 3 years. Ooh, wow.
And I have a 7-year-old sister, which is a big gap.
Wow, big gap. But she's so cute.
Yeah.
I saw photos of, you guys at the CMA Fest, and how cute. That looks like so much fun. So cool
yeah.
that your family comes to support you.
Oh, yeah, my family's always with me. We're very close.
Wow,
we're like a very big family,
awesome.
And we're always together.
That is so awesome. That's the best. Let's see. Holly Sarah also in the chat room asked, would you ever go swimming with sharks? Oh, I wouldn't.
would I or have I?
Would you?
I guess if they weren't, man-killing sharks, I would.
Have you ever?
No, I definitely have never done that one.
Definitely not that one. Oh, don't worry.
Yeah.
Are you going to CMA again?
We are planning on it. I don't know for sure yet, but if we do, it'll be in June of this year, just coming up, so we have to figure that out.
Awesome, awesome. I'd love to meet you if you go to Nashville or whatever when I come. That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah, totally. Keep in touch.
So cool. So cool. Cham777 in the chat room asks, do you and your family jam together? Rock and roll.
Yeah, because I have an 11-year-old brother. He plays the bass, but he doesn't really like to play it with us. But my little sister likes to sing when we have her. Yes, it's kind of a loud, musical family.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. You guys should make, a CD together. That would rock.
Yeah,
that
like the Brady
cool.
Bunch.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Just like that. Beth asks, how was Reba when you met her? Did you meet Reba?
Yeah. She was very, very, very sweet.
That
I
is
was,
so cool.
I was younger then. Yeah.
That is so
yeah,
cool.
She's a
I
very
mean,
nice
she's
lady.
So, so nice.
Yeah.
You could do that with her. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, me too.
That would be so cool. let's see. Did you work with Reba on Forever Love?
Yes. I played her daughter in a movie. The
oh,
movie's
really?
On the TV all the time. Yeah, it's called Forever Love.
That is so, so cool.
I sprayed my hair red.
You had
yeah.
to do that. You had
but it
to
only lasted a couple
that.
Of days.
It only lasted a couple days? Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, because it was like spray paint, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's really good. That's good that it came off. So in the chat room, someone asked, what other country stars have you met?
A lot of them at CMA Fan Fest. Wynonna, which was cool.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Let's see. Everyone in the chat room says you were great in Forever Love.
Oh,
everyone loves
you.
You Forever Love. Holly Sarah says love Forever Love. That was fun. Let's see. Do you have any animals, any pets?
Yes, I have a lot of pets. I have chickens and a rooster and a pony. My little sister has a pony named Tarzan. And we have an old horse named Rocket.
How cute.
And we used to have pigs, but we gave them away because they, like, got to be too giant. And I have two dogs.
Giant.
And I have two turtles. The list goes on.
Oh, that is awesome. So, wait, do you live on a farm? Is that why?
Yeah, it's a farm in Camarillo.
Oh, no. I would love, my mom's right here, and she's just saying, Lucky, we want to live on a farm so bad. We love animals. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of allergic to them, so it's kind of hard. But
oh, that's got to be hard, then. That's got to be hard.
The eggs taste really good.
Oh, really?
The chicken eggs, they're green.
Cute, cool. So let's see here. In the chat room, someone asked, which artist would you like to meet?
Would I like to meet and, like,
yes.
collaborate with?
Yeah.
Tom Petty would be amazing.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yes.
Really, really cool.
Or Sheryl Crow.
Oh, Sheryl Crow. You should do a duet with her. That would be awesome. That
yeah,
would be
I'm
cool.
not the right
hey,
I'd
letter.
Listen
to it. I'd be listening to it. So do you have any rituals you guys like to do before a show?
We don't really warm up our voices, really.
Mm-hmm.
We just, like, rehearse before we leave. And yeah, not really. I guess we should make some up. Maybe
yeah,
do a prayer or something. I don't
definitely.
Know.
There's a lot of people that do that before a show.
Yeah, we're
I
supposed
guess it
to,
works.
But we don't.
yeah. Especially not in public, you know, don't. That's funny. Would you ever like to meet Keith Urban? Someone asked in the chat room.
Yes, that would be amazing. I'm seeing
that
him in concert
amazing.
Tomorrow at Stagecoach.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that rocks.
He's That's amazing. Fun. I love his songs, the romantic songs.
Oh, yes. I agree. He's really, really good. I'd love to meet him, too, eventually.
Yeah.
Awesome. So let's see in the chat room. Do we have any callers? None whatsoever yet, but it's early. So Nelly Fabrish asks, which Emma were you? Which Emma were you?
That one's Forever Love.
Yes, I believe so. Does it have any,
It was when she got her braces, because I had braces.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's so cool. So let's see. Everybody, if you guys want to call in to talk with Amanda, we are opening up the lines right now. So call in if you need the number. It's up there. It's 1-646-381-4339. There he is. There we go. Awesome. So, let's see. Reba330 asks, Amanda, do you like Loretta Lynn?
Yes, I do. A lot.
Ooh.
I like that movie.
Awesome. So, let's see. Everybody, if you guys want to call in, you guys can do that now. Welcome BB4LL Psych. She just entered the chat room. No, if it says, I will watch out for the next time I see Forever Love. Definitely.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I make a funny face showing my braces. It's really quick. It's funny.
Look out for that. Awesome.
Or don't.
Yeah, don't. Never mind. So let's see. BB4LL Psych asks, who are your inspirations?
My inspirations with music or with my life?
How about music?
Musically, the same people. The Eagles, I love the Eagles. Tom Petty. I like Taylor Swift. Sheryl Crow.
What's your favorite song?
Yeah,
Taylor Swift?
My brother. My favorite?
Yeah.
White Horse.
Oh, that's a good one. I love Love Story. That's a good one, too.
Yeah. Travis really loves the Avett Brothers and Elliot Smith.
Awesome. That's so cool. So what other genres of music do you like? I know you like country, rock. Do you have any
I like all types of music. I even do a duet with a rapper named Magic Man. There's a song on the CD. It's called Love Is in the Details. We collaborated and made a country rock and rap song.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
That's awesome. Where can we hear that one? I'd love to hear it.
Oh, it's on MySpace, and it's on my EP, which is on iTunes and CD Baby and Amazon.
Awesome, awesome. All right. That's so cool. I'll listen to that. I'll listen to that for that one.
Yeah, it's fun.
That is fun. Harley Sarah asked, where is one place you'd really like to perform that you haven't had an opportunity to yet?
Oh, the Hollywood Bowl?
Oh, definitely. That's number
pretty
one.
Pretty incredible. Yeah.
That would be fun. How about, would you like to... at the Grand Ole Opry?
Oh, yeah, of course. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. That would be cool.
Hopefully sometime soon.
Definitely, and we'd drive down there to see you. We would.
Aw, thank you. I can't wait to meet you.
Aw, thank you. I'd love to meet you, too. And everybody else is in the chat room saying, hey, me too.
Aw.
Me too. So, let's see. In the chat room, BB4LL Psych says she's going to call in a second. So, all right. Cool.
Okay.
And all right. So, the lines are open, so anybody can call in. Reba330 asks, what is your favorite Reba song?
No. I like the one Gone.
Oh, that one's a good one.
Consider me gone.
Consider me gone. All right. Someone just asked me for the number. Oops. There we go. Okay. There we go. All right. So I'm really bad at multitasking, so that's my problem.
I'm on top. I'm at, like, the top level of the Highland Plaza because I needed to find quiet from the ASCAP convention. I don't know if it's
really
loud behind me.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that is so cool. So I'm guessing you're not afraid of heights.
No. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't be jumping out of an airplane or anything.
Oh, man, I wouldn't either. Oh, definitely not on my list.
Not on your bucket list?
Definitely not. Hey, what's your favorite television show or movie?
Oh, my favorite television show other than reality shows is probably Gossip Girl.
Ooh, Gossip Girl.
And my favorite movie... I like The Labyrinth from when I was little. That was my favorite movie. And I love The Notebook because I love chick flicks.
Definitely.
And I'm really excited to see Letters to Juliet. That looks good.
Oh, definitely, definitely. A new movie that I really want to see is that, I didn't see it yet, but that Wonder World, what is it called? Oh, darn it. Alice in Wonderland. There we go. That one. I really want to see
that
one.
Oh, I saw that one. The costumes
are
incredible. Yeah.
It's good,
but I really like the scenery and the costumes. Like, she has, like, amazing, like, dresses that, like, poof.
Oh, that is so cool. I really, really want to see that movie. Everyone's telling me you gotta see it. It's so good. And so I'm excited to see that. So, let's see. Holly Sarah asks, Holly Sarah just says, I so want to see that movie. Definitely. So Alan in the chat room is asking some funny questions, so I'll just read one of them. Who's Amanda's favorite kid on the Brady Bunch?
Favorite kid on the Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
Marsha, probably.
Marsha, definitely. Awesome. We got a caller? All right, so it looks like we have a caller. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. All righty, here we go. Let's see if this will work. Blog Talk Radio. Okay, hello, caller?
Hey, this is Doc Little calling from Chicago.
Hi.
I'm calling to talk to my favorite country singer, Amanda Marsh.
Oh, yeah?
She's absolutely my favorite. So,
Doc Little's my favorite.
What is it going to take to get her to come and do a show in Chicago? What do we have to do to get her here to Chicago?
Probably get a God baby, and then I'll probably go.
I live there, too, so
I became a godmother.
Baby. We're all waiting for her. We're all excited about her coming here and performing in Chicago.
Yeah, me too. I hear the weather's good there right now. I just met someone from Chicago that is at the ASCAP convention. They said that it was colder here when they got here than it was in Chicago when he left. But it's hot out today.
Yeah,
oh,
the weather's been kind of changing all over, so it's a little weird. But I wanted to ask her if she knew, I don't know if she asked this earlier, but what's her favorite song that her and Travis do? Like, what's her favorite duet with Travis?
Maybe I Feel Because You Helped Me With It. This is my producer, Doc Little, on the
phone.
And my co-writer.
See, I didn't even know that. Hey.
Hey, what? I'm so blessed to work with Amanda. Amanda is, like, my favorite artist. Like, she works so hard and she's so consistent. And, you know, she's really amazing. And
mm-hmm.
It's really an honor to work with her.
Thank you.
And you know you're my favorite.
Oh, that's so sweet. I look forward to doing some more songs with them and getting out to California soon and recording some more. And some really good things are happening with these guys. I'm really excited about what's going on with them.
Awesome.
And
I can't wait to see what's in store. I want to hear some more
songs. Absolutely. Movie situations coming up and TV situations and finishing up records and just everything is going on.
Oh, that is so great. I'm excited.
They worked
awesome.
Really hard, and they deserve it, so.
Definitely.
So do you. Thank you.
Well cool.
Yeah.
I'm here working at the ASCAP convention. What?
Oh, yeah? You said you were at the ASCAP convention?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I could have been up there. Could have made it up there for that, you know. I was just kind of in the middle of a couple of projects, so. I'll catch the next one, though. So You got to update me about how everything went at the convention. I know it was crazy, huh?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Okay, cool deal. Well, you know, we'll talk soon, so I just wanted to reach out and show some love and let them know what an amazing artist, songwriter, singer, and TV star, actress, and everything that you are.
Aw, thank you.
That's so cool. Thank you so much for coming in.
Okay, for sure. I'll talk to you guys soon, okay?
All right. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was so cool. That's awesome. He's so nice.
He's the best. What?
Oh, that is so cool. Like, so many people support you, and I think that's great. And he was totally right on. You were great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm very lucky to have a supportive family and friends like Doc.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I also want to congratulate you on, you know, you and Travis's success. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
You guys
too.
Are just great. I think you guys are just great. You're going places, I'm telling you.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're great. You're welcome.
We work hard, so hopefully.
Definitely. You guys do. And it totally shows. I mean, you have so many people in here, like, that are just totally supportive and will watch or see anything that you guys want to do, so I think that's really cool.
Yeah, well, thank you, everyone, for coming to the chat room. They can hear me, right?
Yeah, they can hear you. They're listening live. So, Aaron in the chat room asks, how many pairs of shoes does Amanda have?
I've never counted, but I have that shoe hanger that, like, hangs up shoes, and I have probably, three in each. So,
oh, then you must have a lot.
I probably have, 50 pairs.
Hey, you're a girl,
cowboy boots, some heels, some tennis shoes.
You have to have a variety. You definitely have to have a variety. That's awesome.
Right now I'm wearing moccasins, so.
Ooh, comfortable.
Yeah, well, you have to be comfortable at these things.
Yeah, definitely. That's number one. So let's see, Holly Sarah wanted me to tell you, just want to let you know that I love the CD I won off of Twitter, and my favorite song is Be Where You Are.
Oh, thank you so much. I wrote that song with the guitarist of Kiss, Bruce Kulick.
Oh, really? You did? That's awesome.
Be Where You Are, Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm glad that you like it.
That's so cool. And congratulations, Holly Sarah, for winning that CD, by the way. Awesome.
Yeah, we have CD giveaways on Twitter, like, every so often once we hit, like, so many followers.
That is so cool. That's so cool that you guys do that. I think that's really, really cool. Let's see. So, all right. So, where did you guys get the idea of Legend in Your Own Mind? By the way, that's, like, my favorite song.
Oh, really?
Definitely.
I'll
play it like no one's business. I love it.
Aw, good. Thank you so much. I worked with Doc on that, and I wrote that with my mom, actually. We were kind of, like, laying in her bed, and, like, I'm very, very close to my mom. She's my best friend, so we were, like, venting about men. And, well, I guess my dad and then my multiple ex-boyfriends.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, that's where that came from, just guys that think they're really good, you know?
Oh, I just love that song. Hey, I was wondering, okay, all right, so everybody wants to hear you sing, so I was wondering if you can sing Legend in Your Own Mind for us. Would that be okay? Is that okay?
I'm, like, standing at the mall. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, just sing,
like,
maybe
a little bit.
Yeah, a little part. Perfect.
Okay.
Let's test it.
Ready?
Ready.
There's going to be, like, people walking by me going, what the hell? Red carpet as you walk on by. Flash that smile, because you're not shy. All hips turn because you're the king. And just like Barbie, you got... Is that enough?
That is awesome.
I was trying to get slapped in the mall. Wow.
That was so cool. Oh, man. You have guts, man, singing in that mall. I'm telling you. You're great. Oh, that's awesome. That was so cool. And I don't know if you heard it, but my mom was screaming about that one. She loves that song, too.
I'll email you the MP3 of it so you can have
awesome,
it.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you. I love that song.
Thank you for liking it.
You're welcome for liking it.
Do you relate to that for, like, an ex-boyfriend or something?
Oh, definitely. I've had my share.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. But, yeah, I love it. So, Kane and Sharon asked, what is the song that was easiest to write?
Easiest?
Yeah.
Actually, when me and my brother sat down to write a song called Wrong. Have you heard that one?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We were sitting in my house, and, like, we had both, like, gone through breakups, and, like, we sat down, and he had his guitar, and he started playing some guitar, and we, like, wrote that, like, back and forth, going back and forth in, like, 10 minutes. So that was definitely the easiest, because some of them are, like, a labor of love a long time, but that one was just, like, really quick.
Wow, that's so cool. I just think it's amazing that, like, you can do a song in, like, 10 minutes. I mean, it would take me
months.
Well,
that's rare. I mean, usually, yeah, it takes a long time. That was just,
yeah. Wait, what? Sorry, someone asked me a question. Okay. So, how long does it usually take for an album to come together?
It really depends. I mean, some people do it really fast. We take our time. We write a lot of different songs and just do roughs. And then we listen to them, and then we decide which ones we want to record. And then we record out of my home sometimes, at our home studio, or we record out of studios in L.A., or I've recorded in studios in Nashville. And But I don't know. My EP probably took, like, a year, but that was my first one. I was writing and learning how to record.
Wow.
And yeah.
Wow, a year. That must have been one heck of a CD. That's
the next
awesome.
One's not going to be that long. It'll be a lot quicker.
That's so cool. That's awesome. I just think that's awesome. And your album is just amazing. I was listening to, I've been a fan of yours since, you know, before the show. So, I mean, I know.
Aww.
So.
Thank you so much.
It's so exciting to have you on my show because I'm a huge fan. So I think that's really, really cool.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Come back anytime.
And I will, if you send me your email address, I will email you the Legend in Your Own Mind.
All right. Thank you so much. That is awesome. So, let's see. Any last callers or questions, everybody, before we have to close up? Here we go. What did you do to get noticed?
Well, it's a really long, long process. Just writing with different people and meeting a lot of people and, like, going to things like the ASCAP convention. And we used to play at a lot of open mics and meeting producers and just singing and performing everywhere, like, no matter, even if it's, like, a few people. And just working hard every day, kind of, just hard work.
Definitely, definitely. And that's good advice, too. Work hard and you will succeed. She's an example.
Persevere. Awesome. Don't give up.
Definitely.
Definitely. Which is very bad. That's hard for me.
Don't worry. Someone in the chat room asked, what do you do at ASCAP? ASKP. What do you do?
ASCAP is where I publish my like my songs.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a convention. A bunch of songwriters get together and they have, like, people come and talk. Like, soon I'm going to go see Quincy Jones interview Ludacris.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday we saw John Mayer, and on Saturday they're having Justin Timberlake talk. And then you go to different, like, it's kind of like school and just getting together and networking and meeting people. And you go to classes.
That's
fun. Yeah. Yeah,
that's
fun.
So much fun. That's so cool. So how often do you go to these ASCAPs? Is this like once in a year?
They have them once a year. So.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
That's so much fun. So cool, meeting new people. I find that fun. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Hi, Sarah, in the chat room asks, speaking of bucket list that you mentioned earlier, what's on yours, Amanda?
What's on mine? Meeting Oprah.
Oh, there you go. Being on a show. Awesome.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I have a lot of things on my having kids and getting married.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So cool.
Winning Grammys, playing at the Hollywood Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. And speaking of Grammys, I'm pretty sure you'll get there. I'm pretty sure.
Thank
you're
you
great.
Very much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
You're welcome. So let's ask three more questions here. Chan777 in the chat room asks, what famous artist would you like to tour with?
Right now, probably, like Taylor Swift would be awesome, or a Lady Antebellum. I think those would work well.
Oh, really cool, really cool. That would be fun, actually. I think a lot of fans would love to see you collaborate with them. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
It's
on my bucket list.
On your bucket list. Definitely. That's a good one. So let's see. BB4LL Psych says, I still wanted to call in, but my computer turned off. Ooh.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Well, you can call in now. Call in now. Whoa. Okay, so the number is, again, 1-646-381-4339. Oh, yeah. Definitely. And remember, everybody, that at the end of the show, I'm going to be doing the Pot of Gold, which is a new feature that we did from last week, and I will choose a lucky winner and a lucky prize that you guys will be able to walk home with. So, awesome!
Nice.
Nice, very nice. But so let's see. Any callers? Ooh, we gotta wrap this up. So let's see here. Any more questions? Once again, for the listeners, what's the websites that you have?
It's www.atm, like the ATM machine, atmmusicgroup.com.
ATM. Okay, let me type this. atmmusicgroup.com. Typed in there. All right. Awesome. And then amandandtravis.com, right?
Yeah, that will go to the MySpace.
Awesome. Awesome. That's so cool.
I'm more on Facebook than MySpace, though. And then twitter.com/AmandaAndTravis.
Oh, fun. So, all right, cool. Very cool. So, oh, it looks like we have another caller. So, let's see. All right. Hello, caller? Caller? Are you there? Hello, caller? Hi.
Hi.
You're on the line. You got a question for Amanda?
I was just going to let her know that I love her music. Oh, thank you very much.
Of course.
So how are you doing?
Oh.
What?
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So who is this? What's your name?
Gina.
Oh, hi, Gina.
Thank you,
so you
Gina.
A big fan? So are you a big fan of Amanda? You like her music?
Yes, I know almost every single song by heart.
Oh, really? What's your favorite song?
My favorite song is her and Travis's duet, Come Back to Me. Aw. Thank
that's
you.
Awesome.
I don't know if that's even up anymore. That might be up on Travis's MySpace. Yes,
that's
but I have
awesome.
The CD still that I got from one of your concerts. Oh, thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for calling in, Gina. You got any more questions? Or?
No, that's fine. I can ask Amanda that maybe if you see me at a concert or a show, if I could have a recent updated CD.
Yes, for sure. If you send
thank
me your
you.
Email address, I'll email you all the new MP3s. Gina.
Ooh, that's so nice. thank you so much, Gina, for calling in.
Thank you, Gina.
Bye.
Awesome. That was so sweet. That's so cool. So let's see. Two more questions here. Amanda, any plans for the summer, music-related or otherwise, beach or travel?
Well, hopefully we'll be going to Nashville in June. And
ooh,
we have some shows in California around the Ventura County area soon.
Sweet.
Yes. I want to go to Europe this summer, but that won't be with music, but I don't know.
Oh, that would
but
be
yeah,
so much
fun. Yeah, we're just going to be writing and recording right now.
So cool. And when you're in Nashville, just let me know. I'd love to meet you. I'd love it.
Okay, thank you for sure.
Very cool. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. It's so great. Thank you so much. And so everybody remember to follow her on Twitter. She's Facebook, her page, AmandaTravis.com. And let's get this on the road.
Thank you
awesome,
so much.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Thank you. All right. That was so much fun, everyone. Did you guys enjoy talking to Amanda Marsh, and Travis couldn't be here because he was in a meeting, but maybe next time he will definitely be coming back. Thank you guys so much. And now, everybody, we have an amazing contest. Ready for the contest, guys? Ready for the game? Let's see here. Guys ready? Guys ready for the game? Okay, so, all right, so now I'm going to tell you all how it works. And so, basically, we have a pot of gold. Ooh, right here, pot of gold. And it is filled with prizes and fun things. And basically what we're going to do is I am going to be blindfolded, and I am going to pick a prize from the prize bucket. So let me open this thing. Oh, gosh. Oh, goodness. Oh, there we go. Opened it up. Okay, so it's in there. All right, now I'm just going to pick a prize. All right, so. Oh, let's see what's in. All right. Okay. Ooh. I have, like, multiple in here. Okay, so I got my prize. I got the prize. Now my assistant, my mom, is going to pick some random person in the chat room. So, Mom, if you can explain.
Hello, everybody. Throughout the show, I went ahead and listed all
of the names that are in the chat room, put them into a nice little bucket over here, and we're going to draw a random name, and the winner is going to win a $25 gift card. We'll make it a general gift card so that you can use it in any state. So here, give me just a second, and we will pick.
All right.
All right. I have one.
All right, can I read it out? Let me read it. Let me read it.
And
oh.
It looks like the lucky winner is going to be Holly Sarah. Holly Sarah in the chat.
Woo! Holly Sarah! Winner. Woohoo! Holly Sarah, you are the winner! Woohoo! Yeah! Congratulations, Holly Sarah, and your prize will be delivered to you. So what you have to do is just DM me or email me at josie@josieshow.com and email me with your where I can send it. And there you go. All right. And so I will be sending it to you ASAP. And so you'll be able to win a $25 gift card that I picked out of the bucket. There's multiple prizes, and the $25 gift card, the $25 gift card is in there. So here we go. All right, so congratulations. Congratulations, Holly, Sarah. And everyone, congratulations, and everyone, you guys were great. And thank you guys so much for coming. And please join us next time because you will be able to get a prize from the Pot of Gold. And so I want to all let you guys know that next guest is Savannah Oten. That will be on next Friday, Savannah Oten. So join us next week, and you could be winning the Pot of Gold, and you can be able to talk with Savannah Oten. So talk to you guys soon. Bye.